We are up to Perek Hey, Chapter 5 of Maseches Erevin. The first two Mishnayos deal with the interesting question of how exactly we define the borders of a city. So let's see what the Mishnah has to say. Mishnah Aleph, Mishnah 1. Kitzad me'abrenes ha'es ha'arim. How is it that we extend cities beyond their actual borders? And what this means is that how do we understand what the actual border of the city is, and you'll see what we mean in a second. Because, for example, Bayas Nechnas Bayas Yotze, if you have a city that doesn't have a wall around it, but its wall is like, it's like a row of houses at the edge of the city. And so, in one place, there is a house, let's say, is like, pushed in a little further, and then another place, there's a house that like juts out beyond this row of houses. So a little bit less than or a little bit further than this actual general line for this row of homes. Or pagum nichnas pagum yotze, or let's say if the city does have a wall, but there's like a tower, and this tower is either recessed into the wall, and there is a tower that juts out beyond the rest of the wall. So let's say you have that situation. Or hayusham gedudios gevohos asara tefachim, or maybe just outside the city, right, where let's say it's an easy break, an easy understanding where the border is. But outside of this city, there's like there's broken walls of like a ruined home or something like that are 10 tefachim high. Ugesharm unefash osheish behen beis dira, or if you have bridges or tomb buildings. Tombs, in which there is a place for a guard to live, right? So you have that somewhat out of the city. Motzin es hamida kenegdan. So what do you do in these cases that seem to extend the border a little bit? In other words, again, so it's not a straight line. If it was a straight line, it would be an easy determination where the border of the city is. But let's say you just have this line, but then there is a little bit of an abnormality in this line. So in all these cases, we move the line from of the measurement to a point that's like opposite these places. So in other words, even if there's an indentation, or if there's an outward jutting, so then the point is you use the most distant point out, and you use that, and you draw an imaginary line around on that area. So, for example, on the eastern side, if you have a row of homes and one is jutting out, so now what is the most outside? What is the border of the city? It's a straight line from the most outside point of the city, from this house that is jutting out. So you draw a line that's parallel to the other homes, and you consider that the actual border of the actual eastern border of the city. So again, so we extend the city's border to like an imaginary line that would run from these most furthest places outside of the city, even if it's like an abnormality. The most furthest place outside of the city, that's how we define what the border is, by using a line that by using that as the border all around on that specific side. And the point is that you make a square or a rectangle around the city. And we'll see how serious we take that right now, because why? The osin osa kimin tabla mirabaz. Let's say you have a city that's shaped like a circle, so we make it like a square tablet. In other words, we say that we have a circle, and so we basically extend the corners, kadesha yehei niskar es hazavios, so that one essentially will gain the corners from and by making the circle city a square city. How do you do this? So again, so let's say it's a perfect circle, just for ease of understanding this. If you have a perfect circle, so if we want to have a square city, which we said all cities need to be square or like a rectangle, so basically you take the circle and you draw a straight line on the edge of every side of the circle, and that will give you a square. So now basically the corners that are not technically in the city, those are technically part of the city. So what does all this do for you? So now that we have the borders, now that wherever these borders are that we established, we now understand that 2,000 amos outside of these borders, that's where the tchum will go up until. Okay, Mishnah Beis, Nosden Karpef Le'ir, a fascinating shita. We give like a karpef, which is an area of 70 and 2/3 amos, so we give a karpef to a city, meaning that whenever you have a city that has regular borders, you extend those borders to of an open area all around of a karpef, 70 and 2/3 amos, almost all around the entire city. Zivir, and then the Tchum starts after that. Zivir, Rabbi Meir, that's what Rabbi Meir says. However, the Chachamim say, Lo Amru Karpif Ela Bein Shtei Ayaros. The rabbis didn't say that we add a karpif to a city except for one situation, and that is when we want to connect two cities. That what happens, that if there are two cities close enough to each other, that if we add a karpif of no more than 70 amos and a fraction to this city, and a karpif of no more than 70 amos and a fraction to that city, then these two karpifs basically meet each other. So then, osa karpif l'shtehen le'yos ke'achas. So then the karpif added to each city makes the two cities be like one large city for the purposes of tuchum. And so that's what the chachamim say, that that's when we add a karpev to the city. But otherwise, we don't add a karpev to the city. And where's the border that we extend the tuchum of 2,000 amos out from? From the actual border. And this karpev is only added whenever we have two cities that are close enough to each other that each of them gets a karpev, and you make one big city. And then essentially, it's 2,000 amos around this entire area of both of these cities, because they're now connected by a karpev added in between, two karpevs, one from each city, extending from each city by having two karpevs, that one karpev that's added to this city, one karpev that's added to that city, then they'll meet each other, so that will make one giant city, and that's where you'll have the tchum come out of. But in other words, again, chachamim say we don't have a karpev in just a regular city with one city in the middle of nowhere that's not connected to any other cities. We don't have any karpev situation there, that we add that to the area of the city. Okay, that brings us to the end of Mishnah Beis, and God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Gimel, but for now, we'll stop right here.